Kind of sechtes is but coming up in the test. But you know, basically, to smell the beginning, the have a same masani ochme. He was wearing these black shoes. So says mashma sounds like shlahir gimben mom shalchem. Sounds like they normally wouldn't wear black shoes, and therefore it's like unique why he was wearing it. Hey mashma said the tiny say lisa. Sounds like from this nigmar tiny called bezman off. The come nigmar says the halchi in the meantime also gavra certain man came along the same masani ochme. He was wearing these black shoes. But lachamichuti and. He wasn't wearing the shoelaces, Kadesh Lekir Besh Yehudi, that shouldn't recognize that he's Jewish. Sounds like that that they didn't usually wear these the black. Now, it says Taisa Vatem, it's a wonder because, and therefore it was unique that he was wearing black. Vatem, it's a wonder because Perikam of the Bay, I think Mara Dav Tazom and Abtan, the mission teaches, Imashalchim in the love of Yamtiv, you cannot send white shoes on Yamtiv to another person. And they should say, Beitzes Hagel Lashchichi, because you need to have a certain this dye to go out and make it black. So no one's going to wear it, so it's not, it's like Mukta. Mashma sounds like Shahar Shlah, no, Elishalchim, the only shoes they were black. So the Emir and Tam, he says, it's not a contradiction. The Haminol, Dandai, Hayishachar, the shoe was black. But the shoelaces were white. This says the black shoes over here. Means that the shoe and the straps, everything was black. And, well, that was unique. And there was that person also over there, because the Jews didn't wear black shoelaces. They wore white shoelaces. But they wore black shoes. The time of when the non-Jews are trying to get baptized and have the Jews deny the religion, that even to change your shoelaces are forbidden. Oh, why picking that? Because it was the shoelace itself that was different, because the shoes were the same, they all wore black. Now the morning of Eliezer was like this, that he wore black and he covered himself with black, and he wanted even the shoelaces should be black. Because in your slime wanted to show he's totally mourning, and there should be no white. If he wrote to the first guy, she didn't sign, second guy, and she did sign, that's machlekes regarding is that a mechila or is the ksuba still owed? Now, save me, Shay Nasri, the Gemara ksuba is of Tahim and Aleph. Mefarish Ravash, Ravash explains that even a mayor doesn't say his opinion. That she loses her gesuba. El b'shnei lekuchas means two different buyers, because the imi said nachas roch abda. If it was true that like she shouldn't lose because she's trying to do a fate, like make her husband happy, so mekami by little mevid. Well, then she should have done it by the first person. The fact that you didn't do it, obviously it's your choice. Amakech echad. But when it was one buyer, the same guy, afler may mayid, the imre may agrees that she wouldn't lose her gesuba with what she did. Because it was just being pressed. And I was going to say, the big on the Zalk and the Gemara, get nothing has an obligation to look at an ish. If someone bought from the husband, has a look at an ish, and he goes and subsequently buys it from the woman. Make the bottle, the sale is void. Amar Av, he says, Leishon, we didn't say this. Al the Amalai, Leich Azek Vekani. Only we told him, well, go ahead, and yeah, go ahead and buy. Al Bishtar, but if it was with an actual document, Kani acquires. Now, Val Lokach Ben Ish, has a look at an ish, now, and that's going in the case of when he bought from the husband and then he bought from the wife. It's obvious from the Gemara. So you see that, well, based on this, it's only going like Remeir, which we're saying that he's the only one that holds like this. Remeir says, no, there's a difference between if she writes on the document of the husband, the kasvah shtab avi atzmai, when she writes her own document. And therefore it's not a contradiction, that then it would be, as the Gemara says in Gittin, that if she wrote her own, then it would be kind. Additionally, the Rebbe says, that filu b'shtar shel baal, ayri hasan. No, you could even say that the Gemara is talking about, it's the husband's document. But she writes herself, that she herself, it's the, his document, but she's writing, not just signing, she's writing that she's selling it to the lekuchas. She's just pardoning the lien of the ksuba that she has in this field, but she's not actually writing that she's selling it to him. That's how the wording of signing sounds like. In other words, she's okay with the sale, but just that she's not protesting, but could be that she's only doing it as a favor of her husband. Now, she explained the time of the Da'av Hassam, reason over there of Rav, the Rishtar Kaina, that he acquires with the document, Mishum Desrile Achrais Toy Seifu. Specifically because Rav holds that insurance, if it's omitted, is a scribal error. But the Kilo Kiblo Achrais, and it's as if she accepted responsibility. But if, let's say, they specify without insurance, then he wouldn't acquire even with a document. According to Shmuel, it says that no, you have to actually write that you're doing insurance, where he doesn't hold that it's not a mistake of the scribe. Some people don't do it with insurance. The pligi b'ochim very common to Bamtzia. This is how they disagree in Bamtzia. Tapi dal manav. The Shmuel come behead. He says explicitly the shibit tzarich lemalach. You have to inquire if someone wants to take insurance. And v'dav nami amahasim. He also said, but the nimtza she'en shalai comes out that it's not his. Rab Amar Yeshli Mois Pesha Shvach, he has the money, he has the Shvach. Mashman the Pshitle, it sounds like that it's obvious to him that Philly Pirishle is a Shvach, that even if it didn't specify Shvach, come Rab the Yeshli Shvach, I'm sure we can the Yeshli Dachrais Taisebu, he holds a Christ is Taisebu. And again, that's the reasoning for why he says that halacha over there. So this is proving from the case of Shvach that it's just that you see that that you automatically get these things, because we assume there's a Christ. So essentially, Gemark Subis. That's talking about that there was no achrayis, and it was explicitly not taking responsibility. But the Gemara Maseches Gittin is talking about where we assume that there is achrayis, and therefore that's going to be the difference between those two halachas. Next time, not to bring the Gemara Pesach halacha, Kedem Shemini Pesach halacha Yibshem. But it says Achol Peres Gemara Mechulu that if you eat full fledged Peres, you pay Peres Gemara. Some science is that. Pesach, the Rinchan explains the Mahakam Shitlan from here is obvious to us, but Pekna and Biksubis, but from the Nav and Nav, the Choloim and the Gozis could go to me that you see, yeah, even though it's attached, but it's since Pesach Gemurim, it's like regular pears, you evaluate as it is, because whatever's ready to be harvested, it's like it's already cut. And that's regarding the Halach of Rin Balchai, regarding your credit, like Tarfluhu, that you can't collect it, although you can collect from Karka, it's not considered Karka, it's considered the top. Now the question is, Avagav the Pluk, the Lin Shvua, Lo tis machlig yigrein shvur perik shvur sa dion and shvur tov megimah alef. Ba'anov mo'im dem libatzer by grapes ready to be harvested kibitzu dem nilay it's machlig ten lo'im. That's what it says. It's not difficult because from here from our Gemara we see that Rab Paskin like Rav Shimon, but that's why Baya says it in without dispute that whatever is oim and ligaz is kigaz dami. Next is matzah b'gimah zigmach ha-magdish p'tech sot ha-chaveh ha-vachul of some piles up in the trans field without permission and the animal, the homeowner eats it, it's butter. And but if he took responsibility, then the Baal Sadu would be chayv. So it says itzuch lemesanya. Why do we have to say this? So we have already said it once before. Oy lemestama, even to say non mismishu the loyker Rebbe, to say regarding the taking responsibility. Oy lashmento, you know, definitely Rebbe might maha can the fashion more, or to say that even Rebbe would agree over here. As the Gemara explains this, right, that's the one little Gemara over here because it's different by Notu de Vidari that kiven amali ayel begadish ayel beantolachu. Next test matter begins Gmaga loves to do of Kumbaturin. If the wind blows, so then they're all parts. The guy who brought the fire, the guy who brought the wind, the guy who blew, they're all parts. Fish read re-explains. So we're doing Mitsuya Iri. We're talking about where the common wind, you can imagine more like it sounds like with the Gemara, because the Stam Libidiruach, when in general when we say the wind blew, my Ruch Mitsuya is talking about a common wind. The parakhala but the Braisa, like we find the Gemara asked from on the Braisa, well, how can say Ruch Mitsuya out there should be like winnowing, which the wind helps. Which the Ibrok Shin Mitsuya, but if it's an uncommon wind, Hola Havala Sukha Dati, it should not have entertained. Then obviously, it's a Ruch Mitsuya. So it says, what I'm going to say, given the Mislav Ruch Mitsuya, since saying the wind blew it in the common wind, so then Yishayev Achran Shal Nachas Eitzim Ba'or. Whoever's the last guy should be liable, because we hold Duchti Ashkach and Mishayev Lin Eish. We find this in general, that the liability of Eish, if Abdel Mazik are fighting, is Yerach Lazik Ruch Mitsuya, if it could damage with a common wind. Kagan, like we find in the Gemara on the Avav Medalf. Avnoi sakin masoi, like a person's stone, his knife, his package, and nichem berish gagim, put on the top of the roof, and nafal brook mitsuya, and the fellow would come with bezika damages. And so too, regarding the case of comments chabeb if not leka, if he bent the stand in the grain of his friend in front of the fight, the madla brook mitsuya comes with a common wind, which the gemara said, nabnanvumum and alf. So you see that's the mazik of age. And the inlchal don't differentiate and say, mishud bahanu by those, in mechusa, no, it's not missing anything, elahalokas age ba'alma. It's just for the fight to go out there, ruch mitsuya, would come with, but ka'an obayim mechusa libri. It is missing the blowing the ancient Aishalab, and if it does not have the title of the Mazgib Aish at all, yeah, and the cleaner Behamaras Veira, and we don't consider it as the one making a fire, it's not true. Because the very comic is in the first page of Tesla Bez Amma, the Gemara tells you, Gacheles, a coal, come to Shabakle, as long as you leave it, Ami Ambas, like goes out. Apish, when it's Naned is built for Tuloi, even though it shakes when he's moving it, Ami Ambas, it goes out. Now, it's, but the diuk is, the inference is, says Taisus, is that Hardarka lehislabis, but if it would normally flame up, I didn't know the by the movement of the deaf mute, Tamatal, let's move it. Then it sounds like the one who gave it over to him would be liable. So Harami Yachachayev, so same thing should also be here. The last case should also be Chavav, although it's missing the blowing. The Mishnah says that the wind blew it. It's going in the case specifically of not just when you have one guy who brought the wood and one guy brought the fire. It's going specifically in the case when, and there was a third guy who he blew. Now it's the case of when one guy's blowing and the wind's blowing, which is the Bais of the Gemara, which then you can be put as the Gemara explains. The wording of the Kulan also seems to indicate that it's going on when they're all involved. And more of it says Tesis, must be that with his blowing alone, it's not enough to have inflamed it. And it's not enough for the wind itself to have done it. Like I explained in the Gemara. Now, it's for nothing that he's pushing to explain the Ri, the Lipsa Heruach, that the wind blew it. That's the case of when he blew it and the wind blew it. It's pushing, it doesn't seem to say that necessarily. It just said Lipsa Heruach Kum Baturin. And then Lefarish, rather, it seems to explain the Lipsa Heruach, Hainu, what's the case of the wind blew it? Shalipsa Heruach Bafni Atzma. The wind blew it on its own, Beruach She'ena Mitzuri would uncommon wind. But Liba Velibsa Ruch BeGemara, whereas in the case of when he blew it and the wind blew it, the Gemara, Be Mitzuri Be'ena Mitzuri, is whether it's a common or not common wind. The Kogan Shekoyden Libuyoi, like for example, before he blew, Kvar Baha Ruch, the wind already came, Shalibsai, the blue Libsaif, Izeruch She'ya, whatever wind it is, because the Ma'akash Shabbat Kvar, once it already came, Kachli She'ena Mitzuri, Kim Mitzuri, that doesn't make a difference if it's common or uncommon, because the wind was already there first. It sounds like a little bit from you when you see from Rava's answer that he gives. When you blew it in the common wind, and then the wind ended blowing with an uncommon wind. It's the inference is the mekaz, like the original Gemara understood before his answer. That originally the wind came first, which ended up blowing. I read that the Mishnah is talking about beruach she'ena mitzuya by an uncommon wind, because the Gitzin Hasan the Gemara, the text over there is libsa ruach. Kulam Baturin, that the Mishnah says the wind blows the whole pot, the Tamna Minan, that there we say, Beruach Shalanusim, that was a wind of Einus, which was beyond, you know, Einu Mitzuya. A Beruach Shalom Mistagboy, but if it's a wind that the world is accustomed to, then the Chavit would be liable. Beruach Mishalakish Tabay Amid, they both say, Avil Beruach Shalom Mistagboy, even by the wind that the world is used to, Shapam, Huba, Pamim Ba, something comes, something comes, so therefore, even that, not necessarily, would a person be chayiv for? The thing that we see that it sounds like that according to everyone, we're not talking about on a totally ruach mitzuya, as Taisa said.